Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show and episode 605. Today we are going to wrap up our book discussion of Dr. Shefali's newest book, A Radical Awakening. Part 5 is called Awakening from the Matrix. In this section, Dr. Shefali talks about embracing fearless boundaries, embracing our sovereignty, accountability, purpose, compassion, embracing the inner parent, detachment, and emptiness. I have so many things highlighted and I jotted notes on them and things like that, but I want to read a couple of the most striking things with you and share them with you here, also in the hopes that you will get a copy of this book yourself. And before I dive in and before I forget, I wanted to tell you that I have a brand new copy of Dr. Shefali's book that I would like to give away to one lucky winner. All you need to do is send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com after you've listened to these five parts of this podcast and share with me what stood out for you the most and why you were excited to read this book. And then your name will be entered into the drawing. So let's dive in. In the chapter called Embracing Fearless Boundaries, Dr. Shefali says, to step out of survivor mode into awakened mode takes courage. It requires that we dare to make the shift from being externally focused to being internally driven. This means we need to awaken to our inner knowing. This takes practice. Each time we confront an external reality, instead of being drawn toward it in our typical way, we do something radical. We pause and turn inward. Instead of blindly reacting according to conditioned patterns, we ask, why am I reacting this way? What do I truly feel in this moment, and how can I express this inner truth? Through this inner awakening, we begin to cultivate our authentic voice. When it rings clearer and clearer, we take charge of our reality. We finally step into a new kind of power, a power that realizes that no matter what is going on in the external world, there are infinite ways to respond. These choices liberate us and free us to create new pathways and new destinies. And Dr. Shefali learned a lot of this, much of this, through a very dedicated practice of meditation. And this is something else she learned that she writes about. Each time I enter lack, scarcity, and fear, I feel my entire body tense up. I now know that these are the signs of old patterns at play. Where before I would have succumbed to the desire to react to these patterns, I can now pause and say to myself, ah, here is the pattern again, and watch it with my inner eye. Not being ruled by our old emotional patterns is single-handedly the greatest liberation we can give to ourselves. I absolutely love that. And it is so true to not be ruled by our old emotional patterns is true liberation. She also talks about discernment in this chapter. And she says, discernment doesn't look to dominate the other. It simply seeks a deeper understanding of the other's emotional and spiritual character. It realizes that each person is on their own journey. Recognizing and honoring this journey within each individual, discernment doesn't seek to change the other. It asks us to make a choice whether to continue our interaction. If we choose to move away, we do so with release and joy, not with spite or resentment. So what that makes me think of, I immediately imagined if everyone sought a deeper understanding of others. And I think back to our most recent political climate and how divisive it's been in the U.S. and somewhat in the world too. And how many people have become so closed off to understanding other people, seeking to understand other people. So many people have become so set in their belief system that they can or won't seek to understand someone who thinks differently from them. And if we all were able to open our minds and really hear someone who thinks differently from us and listen to them with the intention of trying to understand them and their viewpoints, wow, this world would be a very different place, wouldn't it? So that's something that I think about. She talks about embracing sovereignty, and I'm going to allow you to read that one yourself. Embracing accountability. She offers some questions in the accountability chapter. How did I contribute to my current situation? What were my actions and behavior? What emotional contract am I playing right now, and why? Why am I falling prey to old patterns? What do I need to change to ensure that this pattern is disrupted? How am I going to ensure that I create these changes? What will I do in case of relapse? You can even answer those questions and just pause this podcast and just give yourself some time to reflect on those questions. I think they're very, very good. It's all about taking accountability for where you are in life and how your choices and actions got you to where you are. And if you like where you are, great. And if you don't, maybe those questions will shed some light on your situation. She also says in this accountability section, everything I see comes from my own mind. Everything I feel comes from my own mind. Everything I know others to be comes from my own mind. When I am broken, I interpret the other's brokenness as mine. When I am whole, I interpret the other's brokenness as theirs. It's a very important distinction. Sometimes we do tend to take on another person's brokenness and think that it is us. But upon deeper reflection, and when we are whole inside, we understand and see their brokenness as theirs, and we don't take it in and embody it. In the next chapter, Dr. Shefali talks about embracing purpose. And she says, instead of chasing things, places, or people, we need to sit still and go deep within to ask, is who I am in alignment with my most natural self? Is what I'm doing right now a match for how I truly feel? She also suggests these questions, which again, you can pause and really take some time to ponder. Who am I today? Is this woman my truest self right now? Who am I not today? Can I leave these qualities behind for good? What do I want more of in my life so I can be authentic? What do I not want in my life anymore so I can be authentic? What can I do in this moment to arrive at a new inner state? As she talks about purpose, she says, what she came to believe is that purpose is not in how things look, but in how I look at things. That is a very good chapter, or a very good section to read. And I don't want to go into too much detail, because I want you to enjoy the process of reading it yourself. In the section on embracing compassion, she says that she realized the greatest lesson of wisdom. Compassion for another can only stem from compassion for the self. And I've always told my daughter, particularly, you can't love another until you love yourself first. And how can another love you unless you love yourself? And so I think that's a very wise concept, and something that we can all ponder. The next chapter is embracing the inner parent. And this is how we reparent ourselves so that we can become a more whole version of ourselves. She says, when we're reparenting ourselves, our inner parent might say things like this, when the time is needed. I see you, I hear you, I validate you. You are good enough as you are. You don't need to be perfect. It's okay to feel this way. All your feelings are valid. You are powerful beyond description, and you can do this. You are capable and worthy. You deserve to speak your will and your voice. Your expression is important. What happened in your childhood wasn't your fault. Don't be afraid to create a boundary for yourself. It is time to accept who you are without apology. I love those statements. I love them. Next, she talks about embracing detachment. And she said, all that exists is impermanent. Nothing lasts. The only constant is change. When we don't fully appreciate this simple but profound truth, we suffer. Impermanence means everything is transient and therefore is bound to be lost to us in some way, shape, or form. To love and honor life is to love and honor its impermanence. I think of a sunset when I read that, those few sentences. When I am obsessed with sunsets, I take pictures of them all the time. They stop me in my tracks. I sit in awe and wonder as I watch them. And I've marveled at how I am aware, and I know that a lot of times sunsets are fleeting, very fleeting. They're beautiful and vivid and vibrant, and then in a few minutes they're gone. And I've marveled at other times at how the colors of the sunset, the blues and the oranges and the reds and the pinks, seem to stay around for what feels like an hour. And it's really amazing. But I do find myself sometimes when I am enjoying the sunset, oh, I wish it would last forever. But then I remind myself it's not going to, so you better just enjoy it while it's here. And I think when you embrace the impermanence of life, it actually allows you to sink deeper into the joy and the gratitude of the present moment. And that's true when things are difficult too. The difficulties don't last forever either. And so if we can embrace the impermanence of life, I think it makes life a little sweeter and a little more vibrant and rich. So something else to think about. I am turning pages because I'm trying to find all the good things that I wanted to read to you. Here she's talking about embracing emptiness in the next chapter. She said, as I have mentioned throughout this book, to wake up means to demolish our attachments and break free of our mental cages. We wake up to the fact that we've been brainwashed. Now it is time to rid ourselves of all the mental garbage we have been steeped in. This process of awakening is a process of emptying the mind of its unconscious and therefore toxic beliefs. As we free ourselves, we empty the container that carries all these false identifications and begin to touch upon our true nature. I love it. And I want to end this episode and this five-part series with two sentences on the last page of my dear friend Dr. Shefali's book. She says, "You may not realize it just yet, but your entire way of thinking has been revolutionized. You can now see things in a completely new way." And I promise you that if you read Dr. Shefali's A Radical Awakening, that's exactly what will happen. You will see things in a completely new way. So, as I said at the beginning of this episode, if you would like to be entered into a drawing to win a free copy of Dr. Shefali's new book, please send an email to me at Erin, E-R-I-N, at erin-taylor.com. Tell me what struck you the most out of these last five episodes when I talked about her book, and why you are excited to read it. And then I will put your name in the drawing for this copy. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very awakened day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to Erin at erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.